Jaime Escalante was a math teacher, but he taught more than calculus in an East Los Angeles classroom. He taught inner-city students from some of L.A.'s toughest neighborhoods to see themselves differently. The Bolivian-born math teacher was the subject of the 1988 hit film Stand and Deliver, which showcased his story and his gift for teaching. Escalante died yesterday after a long battle with cancer. He was 79. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has this appreciation.
My assignment, it was not just to teach mathematics, it was to teach discipline and responsibility.
That's Jaime Escalante. The last time I interviewed him, several years ago, in Washington, D.C., where he was giving a speech as part of a national campaign called No Excuses. For 20 years, the Bolivian-born Escalante taught calculus and advanced math at Garfield High School in one of East L.A.'s most notorious barrios. A place where poor, hardened street kids were not supposed to master mathematics, certainly not algebra, trigonometry, calculus. But Escalante believed that a teacher should never, ever let a student give up. So I asked him, what kept you from giving up?
You have to love the subject you teach, and you have to love the kids, and make them see that they have a chance, opportunity in this country to become whatever they want to.
And to make it, Escalante often said, you need ganas. Spanish for desire and drive. Ganas was Escalante's battle cry, not just in motivating his students, but every time he chided apathetic administrators and jaded teachers. The movie Stand and Deliver captures the tension perfectly in this scene when Escalante, played by Edward James Olmos, makes an announcement at a faculty meeting.
I want to teach calculus next year.
Boy, that's a jump.
It's ridiculous. Our kids can't handle calculus. We don't even have the books.
Escalante would later say that Stand and Deliver was 90% truth, 10% drama. His biggest complaint was that the movie left the impression that his students, most of whom were struggling with multiplication tables, mastered calculus overnight. Fact is, Escalante's kids ate, slept, and lived mathematics. They arrived an hour before school and stayed 2-3 hours after school. Escalante drilled them on Saturdays and made summer school mandatory. Some parents hated it, and they let Escalante know it.
Bring us a couple of beers, please.
In this scene, Escalante shows up at a family restaurant owned by the parents of one of his brightest students, Ana. Her father had pulled her out of Escalante's calculus class so that she could work more hours at the restaurant. Escalante tries to change his mind.
Ana can be the first one in your family to graduate from high school. Go to college.
Thank you for your concern. Her mother works here, her sisters, her brothers.
This is a family business. She's needed.
But she could be a doctor instead of wasting her life waiting tables, Escalante insists. Ana's father is insulted.
I started washing dishes for a nickel an hour. Now I own this place. Did I waste my life?
He kicks Escalante out of the restaurant, but the math teacher's message sinks in, and Ana returns to her calculus class. Escalante's remarkable success at Garfield High got lots of attention, not all of it good. In 1982, all 18 of Escalante's advanced math students passed the Calculus AP, or Advanced Placement Test, a really tough college-level exam. The test maker, though, accused the students of cheating. Escalante accused the test maker of racism. The students retook the test and passed, again, with pretty high scores. It brought the story to the attention of Hollywood and catapulted Escalante onto the public stage after Stand and Deliver came out in 1988. By 1991, 600 Garfield students were taking advanced placement exams, not just in math, but in other subjects. Unheard of at the time. That year, though, Escalante resigned in part because he was tired of the run-ins with fellow teachers who viewed him as a prima donna. Years later, it pained Escalante to hear parents complain that Garfield's math curriculum had been dumbed down. Still, the last time we spoke, he only wanted to talk about the fond memories he had of Garfield High. How do you want people to remember you? I asked him.
The only thing I could say is remember as a teacher, picturing that potential everywhere.
You can't be a good teacher unless you see the potential in every student, he said. He believed this to his core. That's why Jaime Escalante was a great teacher. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.